The country will move away from off-peak load shedding henceforth as government tries to normalize the situation by the end of this month. In line with this, President John Mahama will today cut the sod for the T3 Abwasi thermal plant in the Western Region and also inspect the gas processing plant at Atwabo, all aimed at mitigating the energy crisis that has hit the country. President John Mahama gave the hint when he addressed the National Prayer and Thanksgiving Service at the Black Star Square in Accra. In attendance were members of the Council of State, diplomatic corps, traditional leaders and senior service chiefs. Here's a report by Pascalina Dadevu.
After successful general elections and the many blessings that Ghana has received as a country, it is only proper internationals come together to thank God and pray for his guidance. The Black Star Square was filled with various church groups with a common purpose to thank God. President John Mahama implored every Ghanaian to pray for the nation as it goes through energy and water crisis, as well as series of industrial actions. As a man of strong faith, President Mahama stated that such challenges are meant to test the faith of Ghanaians and citizens must remain steadfast and not despair.
I am particularly happy that we as a people have taken the bold step to recognize the place and importance of prayers, not only for individual nourishment, but also for national awakening and renewal. As we share this day in prayer, I wish to implore all of us to remember our nation in our supplication to the Almighty God.
Till the end of this month, where the load shedding exercise would have been done away with completely, every home will enjoy a substantial amount of light as off-peak load shedding has been scrapped. This piece of good news by the President attracted loud applause from the gathering.
I'm happy to announce that there will be no off-peak load shedding. Mark my words, let me explain. There will be no off-peak load shedding. Off-peak means when it is not the peak of use of electricity. That's often during the daytime. And at peak hours, load shedding will be limited to 80 megawatts only.
In a sermon, the General Overseer of the Christian Action Faith Ministry, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, said the country has come a long way and the peace that is being enjoyed should not be taken for granted. He stated that a nation has been plagued with jealousy, lies, pull him down and the winner takes all culture, and these are issues that need collective effort to deal with. Archbishop Duncan Williams also condemned tribal politics that seem to have crept into the political fiber of the country.
We need to tackle the issue of tribal sentiments, tensions, and division. And in looking at that, to urge everyone under the sound of my voice, Your Excellency the President and ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very dangerous if we ignore the tribal sentiment and divisions among us. If we look at the genocide in Rwanda in 1994, as a result of tribal tension and division, in 90 days, 800,000 men and women were slaughtered for no reason.
Intercessory prayers were said for the three arms of government, as well as the welfare, development, security, and stability of the country.
Pascalina Dadevo.